Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this time of evening prayer. How was your day? Wasn't it good to see some rain at last? Though we could do with a bit more of it, I think. When I'm leading these services, I just prepare one day at a time. I don't look forward to what's coming up. So I was absolutely amazed and delighted when I saw the reading for this evening. Last night, we reflected on a poem about our vital place in the family of things, about being home in the church and in the Lord. And the reading for tonight picks up that theme of home in a different way. So let us pray. My brothers and sisters, draw near. We are in the presence of God. The angels of God guard us through this night and quieten the powers of darkness. The Spirit of God be our guide, to lead us to peace and to glory. It is but lost labour that we haste to rise up early and so late take rest and eat the bread of anxiety. For we who are beloved of God are given gifts even while we sleep. Etefano, our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that is good, for our creation and our humanity, for the stewardship you have given us of this beautiful earth, for the gifts of life and of one another, for your love which is unbounded and eternal. O thou most holy and beloved, our companion, our guide upon the way, our bright evening star. We repent of the wrongs we have done this day, for the times when we have wounded your love. O God, heal us. For the times we have stumbled in the darkness, light of the world, transfigure us. For the times we have forgotten that we are your home, Spirit of God, dwell in us. Eternal Spirit, living God, in whom we live and move and have our being, all that we are, have been, and shall be is known to you, to the very secret of our hearts, and all that rises to trouble us. Living flame, burn into us. Cleansing wind, blow through us. Fountain of water, well up within us, that we may love and praise you in deed and in truth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, and our mouths will proclaim your praise. So the reading for tonight is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Just to give you some context, Paul has been talking about how everyone, whether Gentile or Jew, is now welcome in the growing church, how Christ's death has now opened the way of salvation to everyone. I'm reading from chapter 2, beginning at verse 16, from the Message paraphrase. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equals. Through him, we both share the same Spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it? You're no longer wandering exiles. This kingdom of faith is now your home country. You are no longer strangers or outsiders. You belong here with as much right to the name Christian as anyone. God is building a home. He's using all of us, irrespective of how we got here and what he is building. He used the apostles and prophets for the foundation. Now he's using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. We see it taking shape day after day, a holy temple built by God, all of us built into it, a temple in which God is quite at home. Last night we talked about Christ being our home, but this passage looks at the idea of home in a different way. God is building a home, Paul says. Jesus is the cornerstone, and the apostles and prophets are the foundation, and of each of us is a keystone or a brick building up the rest. Together we are a holy temple, built up by God, all of us built into it, each of us fitting perfectly into one particular U-sized place where God is at home. What an amazing thought that is, that you, just as you are, fit perfectly into the home of God. You belong here, Paul says. If you weren't here, the wall could not stand as God designed it. We need you here. And we need you here in the church too. We will all have learned something different from the experience of living through this pandemic. Some of us will have learned some important lessons about the difficult task of loving through our engagement with someone or someones in our bubble. Some of us will have learned what deep loneliness feels like. Some will have learned what it means to juggle chaos and mayhem every day. And some of us will have learned what it is to trust when the road forward seems unclear. We have all learned these lessons for a reason. We need to gather up all this experience and learning to the task of shaping the church as it goes forward. What have you learned in the last 6 weeks? And how can you bring that learning to the work of the church in building God's temple and bringing people home to Christ? So let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Lord, tonight we pray for the dispossessed. We pray for the homeless in this country and around the world. We pray for children who have no safe place to shelter. May they find a home in you, Lord. And we pray that governments everywhere may enact policies that provide shelter for all their citizens, especially those who are most vulnerable. We pray, Lord, for all those people for whom home is not a safe place. Lord, we pray for peace in those homes where violence is a constant threat. We pray that there will be safe refuges for those in need, and we pray a special blessing on those who work with the victims of domestic abuse. And Lord, we pray for all whose homes have been destroyed by war, for all who live in refugee camps around the world. Lord, protect them from the virus that stalks the world. For us who live in a place of relative comfort, we so often feel at a loss to know what to pray. So Lord, we place all these refugees in your hands. We pray that they may find a home again. We pray for those who fear that they will lose their homes through the economic crisis which looms ahead. And we pray for governments throughout the world, in our own and in our own country, that they will enact policies based on compassion and well-being. Finally, we pray a prayer of thanks for our own homes and for our place in your home, Holy God, in your holy church. Thank you that we can say with Paul, we belong here. And so we pray now for ourselves and for those we love as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I will lie down in peace and take my rest, for it is in God alone that I dwell unafraid. Be present, Spirit of God, within us, your dwelling place and home, that this house may be one where all darkness is penetrated by your light, all troubles calmed by your peace, all evil redeemed by your love. And so, my friends, it is night. The night is for stillness. Let us be still in the presence of God. It is night after a long day. What has been done has been done. What has not been done has not been done. Let it be. Night is dark. Let our fears of the darkness of the world and of our own lives rest in you. The night is quiet. Let the quietness of your peace enfold us, all dear to us, and all who have no peace. The night heralds the dawn. Let us look expectantly to a new day, new joys, new possibilities. In your name we pray. Amen. Today I thought, oh, I wish I could just be in a room with these people praying together each night. I so long to see you all. And I know there are people praying with us around the country who I might never know or meet in person. So I just wanted to say tonight a thank you for sharing this time with us. It is a joy to be praying with you each night. God bless my friends, and we will meet again to pray tomorrow night.